Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Collectively Rewilding is an online forum for learning, sharing, and teaching the skills needed to enhance our experience in the natural world. We're looking for the best mentors, guides, and instructors who can teach a variety of natural skill sets. If you've got something to share, we have the platform to help you make a difference for free. If you are more interested in learning and expanding your abilities in nature, please join us as a member to explore the world of rewilding. Join us at www.collectivelyrewilding.com today.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist's real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip.
SNFS HIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting the gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee would insert it in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
We'll be right back. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday. TGIM, everyone, another good broadcasting week is starting for us. And I am not going to be alone tonight. We do have Christina joining us here in just a moment. Other than that, we could take your calls if you have anything you want to share tonight. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Christina in here. Welcome in, Christina.
Thanks, Proof. Thanks, everyone, for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, how's your day going?
Well, it's Monday. It's the best day of the week.
Yeah. Oh, I woke up to ice on the road. I hope this is our last cold spell of the winter. Oh.
Well, this is much better than TBIF. Too bad it's Friday.
True. True. Oh, so, boy, lots going
on.
What's
the word on the street?
I am, as Fauci would say, I don't know.
I don't recall.
exactly. Oh, wouldn't that be nice if we could all use those two phrases when we're in the hot seat and get away.
So we have to get people to stop playing dodgeball the day before they have to go to court. Because that amnesia just kicks right in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It sounds like to me they've got some pretty good evidence against him.
Right. So, and just because he says, I do not know, that doesn't mean he's innocent. He's just telling everybody, I'm not going to divulge any information. You could find whatever you want, but I'm not going to tell you where that information is. That's all that means.
Yep.
So he's hoping that there'll be some kind of bailout for him. That's what he's hoping
right.
for.
Yeah,
when he says, I don't know, the translation for that is, you know exactly what's going on. I'm not going to tell you. And please go easy on me. Maybe I just need probation. That's what that means.
Yeah, taking things under oath doesn't mean anything anymore.
No.
You know. So, but, you know, it's kind of hard to explain how the genetic code from Barrett's virus back in 2015 and 16 matched the ancestral Wuhan strain of SARS-CoV-2 that infected the world.
What people don't
happen?
Know is we're still funding Wuhan for that disease X garbage.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And it's like, how are they working on something that they don't even know what it is? And they were talking about they were going to have 100 days. Once disease X hits, within 100 days, they'll have the new vaccine. And then, but until that 100th day when they have that vaccine, they will use non-pharmaceutical protocols, which means tests and we're not talking natural remedies, you know, over-the-counter stuff. We're talking all their BS that they're still using, like the test. I mean, when I heard, did you hear that the Trump thing got, you know, postponed with crazy lady from the department store or whatever?
Oh, supposedly Elaine Carroll or whatever?
Yeah, and supposedly his staff and everybody was requesting everybody be tested to make sure no one was sick before they went to court. And I'm like, really? We're still doing this? And he's still doing it. I'm like, what are they thinking? I mean, this is a little bit worrisome to me.
You got Dr. Frody in court over COVID's lies, and they're still playing COVID games.
Yeah, and why is Trump and his staff still wanting them played? I thought, surely this isn't Trump and them doing it. And they said, no, it was actually his staff that was requesting it. And I was just like, oh, boy. Oh, who knows? But
maybe he's just trying to get past New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah, do you think, so what's up? Do you think that DeSantis might be hopping on board with him as the vice president?
Not as a vice president, no.
You don't think so?
No.
Even though he withdrew from the candidacy?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's going to be a vice president.
Oh, that'd be a good team. At least I think so.
Not right now.
Well, I know. Well, who do you think he's going to pick?
I hear it's down to three people, and these three people are, one of them's kind of surprising.
Oh, boy.
But there's Elise Stanifec, I forget how to say her last name, a congresswoman out of New York, I believe.
I don't even know who that is.
No, she speaks up a lot. Regarding Trump. She's out of New York.
Okay.
Vivek is all of a sudden on his short list, and several people close to Trump Trump is asking them what they think about him.
I have seen that, yeah.
And then the third one is Lee Zeldin, who lost to Governor Hochul in New York.
Now, where did that person come from?
Well, being that Trump's a New Yorker, I think he's used to some of the people in his home area.
Okay. Jeez, I don't know. I think he could pick some better candidates, but I think I'd rather see Vivek than those other ones, as long as Vivek's not going to be pharmaceutical happy. Hope he's learned his lesson.
So what they're looking at potentially, all of a sudden, a lot of young voters see Brandon as a piece of garbage, and they liked what Vivek was saying, and they look at it like Vivek is the fresh legs. And for the first time ever, you might have a two-headed monster with two loudmouths at the presidency and vice presidency. So that is something that is being discussed.
Oh, so I see what you're saying. So Trump doesn't have the young people following him, but if he chooses Vivek, he might. Thinking? Okay, gotcha. Okay, I get that. So that's understandable.
And Trump looks like Vivek, like it's a younger version of him. So I could see where that's going.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I still, two of them still have a bit to learn. All this COVID stuff. I'm just like, how? I don't understand where the mystery still is. It's like they just completely ignore what's been out there to lead them to the answer.
I don't see any of them pushing COVID. Neither of them want COVID's gene therapies to be mandatory. Both of them are against CBDCs. Both of them
want the oil
reserves to be opened back up.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, and then they're going to say no to the World Economic Forum.
Right.
Which it's good to hear that Congress is talking about funding them, but it's like, I didn't realize we were funding the freaking World Economic Forum in Davos.
Oh, of course.
I mean, what the heck? How can they use our tax dollars for things like that?
Well, you just answered the question.
Yeah.
You just answered your own question with a question.
Yeah, duh.
As long as they could use U.S. taxpayer dollars, it's okay. It's all good.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be, it's just not ethical for them to be able to use our tax dollars for things that we do not support, for things we haven't had, like we didn't elect them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things, but even in this country now, I mean, they just take our money. They freaking funded these shots with them, you know? They just do.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have free reign with our tax dollars. I mean, I don't know what it takes for everyone around the world in every country to see that governments need to go. I mean, it's crazy. We need an overhaul. We need a new system. Not
right, and so what Nikki Haley does in contrast is, I do strongly believe that the globalists really thought they'd be able to just replace Brandon with Nikki Haley, and they wouldn't have to worry about dragging Michael Robinson Obama out. I mean, she is a nice lady, but they thought that they could just give it to the Republicans and Trump would be in jail or prison.
Yeah.
And they can run the same offense but have a female.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that Nikki Haley might be a
plant.
Yeah, exactly. I think deep down she's not a Republican. Sorry.
No.
Absolutely not. And what about freaking Amy Comey Barrett? Good grief. Did you hear what she did today? So
not today. Go ahead.
So the Supreme Court, it was a 5-4, and she went with the 5. So they're making Texas take down the barbed wire.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She voted.
So what did Governor Abbott say then? I didn't look.
Well, I don't know what he said, but let me see if I can get back to it. I mean, they're still, you know, he's still going to fight
it.
Okay,
I see it.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is. You see it. Okay. So it did say they're still, they have some things going on, obviously, to, while a legal challenge still plays out. So.
Yeah, Ken Paxton, the attorney general there, says he's not going to listen to that decision. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I don't know. Amy Coney Barrett's been a little bit disappointing.
Oh, she was just a Trump. She was a Bush pick. That's why.
Jeez. So I guess it said that. Does it? I guess it tells who voted. Yeah. Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch?
Yeah.
And
Gorsuch
Brett
has been decent.
And they all, those are the four that voted against taking them down. And so they're all men. So wait a minute. So all the women and one of the men voted for it. Oh, boy. I don't, you know, these people that are really well off, I guess they just don't get it, don't understand the ramifications of all these immigrants coming into our country illegally. Or maybe they do. I don't know. Are most of them Democrats? Let's see. Because I don't even know on the Supreme Court, like, which ones are which. But very disappointing. Very disappointing. I mean, I thought that the states could make their own. Yeah, the state is higher. See, here we go again with this.
Right.
The state has more power than the federal government. Because the state
created
the federal government.
Yeah, that's what the Tenth Amendment is supposed to be about.
Oh, geez.
But it's more important to bring those illegals in here.
Well, I hope Abbott says no. I was listening to Glenn Beck, and it seems like he was questioning, because he was talking about that new development, you know, in Texas.
Colony Ridge.
Yes, and who was it that gave? Somebody gave, I think he was saying they gave, was it Abbott, $1.4 million? And anyway, he was questioning the person that gave the money to the governor. And he said, so, okay, why would you give that amount of money, you know, to a politician? And he didn't really have a good answer. And he said, no. He said, why? He said, what is he doing for you? And the guy, nothing. And Glenn said, he looked at him. He was like, you expect me to believe that? And he said, basically, the guy said, well, you know, but wouldn't say what it was. So, and I think it's all pertaining to that development. So that's a little bit nerve-wracking, because they were saying that if they get all those immigrants in there, it's going to turn Texas. and they said if Texas turns blue, we're screwed. So, Jim, it can't be legal for non-citizens to vote. I mean, isn't that somewhere in our Constitution or something? Now, that's something I'm not... Yeah, I thought so, too. So, okay, so they're talking about letting them vote. So they can't just do that. So basically, if they do end up doing it, it's going to be by cheating, correct?
Well, giving illegals... name a country where us U.S. citizens can vote in that's not the United States.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. Yeah, let us go over to other countries and we get to vote. We get to vote for there. Oh, makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. So anyway, and I just still show me, I want to see the numbers. I want to see how many men compared to women and children. Nobody ever shows those numbers. I mean, we see pictures. We can see the numbers. But why doesn't anyone ever talk about that? There's got to be documentation of it.
Because if they talked about it, then they'd have to fix the problem.
Yeah. But I liked Malay's speech. That was pretty awesome. Davos.
Right.
That was pretty cool. And the other one, I wish that one would have happened, but I was like, there's no way they would have let that guy through the doors. Did you see that one about the comedian?
Oh.
Showed him up there. Made it look like he was there. I was like, there's no way. Their security is way too tight. So, oh, goodness. So, I am officially, I probably told you this last week, I will officially be closing my doors.
Okay.
On February 2nd. So, I've got my jewelry cases sold.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, so I'm actually moving forward. Now I got to get in the online hustle. Who knows? Maybe it'll work. It's what everybody wants to do. You know, and I saw, I really like Edward Dowd. Is it Dowd or Dowdy? I can't remember.
Dowd. It's Dowd.
Dowd, okay. Yeah. I really do like him. But he made a post today about basically taking all your cash and turning it into, one of the digital currencies. And I'm thinking, one of the, one of my Bitcoin. And I can't get on with that completely. I just,
the Bitcoin.
Yeah, completely. It's like, no, it's like we have to preserve our cash and we have to demand that we can use it. I mean, I'm pretty sure that that's in the Constitution, that they can't take that away. And, you know, I think people need to use cash more than ever. I really, really do.
Well, I look at Bitcoin. Like, I tell people you should probably put $100 into it at least, because there's a day where you need to get out of town and cash is not available, Bitcoin can be used. So
yeah,
I would just want to hedge my bets.
Yeah.
And you should have personally, and I know we talked about this, Bitcoin was at $15,000 about 3 months ago, and now it's between $40,000 and $45,000.
Well, I didn't do anything with mine. I left it. I had put like $100 in there, you know, way back before all this happened.
Yeah.
And then obviously it went way down. And but yeah, I noticed now it's coming back up. So yeah, I've just left it alone. So we'll see what happens. Because I know they're going to try to get their hands on it, or they're going to try to control it, the government. But I don't know. I really don't think they can. I think they're going to have a hard time doing it. Can I guess go about it in other ways? Not sure.
So, yeah, I have a little bit in Bitcoin. I don't have my life savings in it or anything, but
no,
I have it just in case.
I know some people that do.
Oh, I know. I wish I could.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It would be. I mean, I wish I had 22 to where, yeah, so I could do both. But just not the case. Not right now. So we'll just have to see how it goes. There was a...
I'll tell you, Christina, I put about $900 of my own money into it.
Oh,
so,
did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did. I started with 100 and then I did like 50 a month for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, but you're okay. It's going to go back up. So
yeah, I'm ahead now.
Good. Good, good,
it
good.
It was just a shade under 2000 at its high, and at its low, it was like 4 something just a few months ago. But now
okay.
It's hovering anywhere from 980 to about 1070. It's just been hovering in that area.
That's great. Good deal. Well, that's good to know. I am glad. So
I always tell people it's worth it just to get a little bit just in case.
Yeah.
And if you like the way it goes, then you can do more.
Yeah. And it's good just to kind of get in there and see how it kind of operates and stuff, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
It's always good to kind of know about as many things as you can. So, but what's bad is I said our poor, the elderly of this country, you know, it's getting ridiculous for them. You know, most of them don't want to fool with computers and all the smartphone stuff. They don't, and I don't blame them. You know, why should they have to get, you know, on this train? Why can't they just continue to live like they're used to living? But these doctor's offices and all these other places are getting to where they want even them, that, you know, really old people, they're wanting them to do everything via phone, via computer. And it's just not right. And it's not going to happen. It's like, I would say that over 50% of them can't do it. And it was funny. My mom, she had to do something. I think it was a couple weeks ago. She had to go somewhere and they're like, well, you need to go online and do this thing. And she had had enough, and she got there and she said, look, I am not doing this online. I am doing it this way. And this is, and she just let them have it. And they, you know, said, okay. But I mean, it's just crazy that they think that they're all going to be able to do that stuff. So I don't know. It's kind of sad what they're doing to them. And once again, you know, we should be taking care of them, and instead, no, we're taking care of the the illegal immigrants.
Right.
Or illegal migrants, I guess I should say. So.
Just illegals are fine.
Yeah. You're right. Exactly. So I did see, didn't I see some pictures or something where, I guess it's Abbott in Texas, they are arresting people coming across, I believe, that I could have swore I saw that, but I could be wrong. So, and everybody was acting like it was a bad thing, and I'm like, no, they got to do it. So, I mean, it's for the, and just the fact that people don't realize what they're doing to the women and the children. I mean, they're the ones that should be coming in, not all these freaking men. So, it's just got to stop. And oh my gosh, what about all this freaking talk about now Russia talking about, and I don't know if Russia's really doing the talking or if they're just spreading these rumors again, but did you hear how they were talking about that they were going to attack more of the NATO country stuff?
No.
It's getting ridiculous. I mean, these wars just need to stop. And the thing in Israel, and I just don't know. I don't know what to think about all of it. I just think it needs to stop. But they did say that, I did hear that they were going, I don't know who did it, but somebody said Netanyahu to offer 2 months of ceasing fire for in exchange for all the hostages. So, I mean, I don't know if they'll do it, but because in one sense, if they do it, they give all the hostages back, said, yeah, if they do that, then what's to say Netanyahu isn't going to, after 2 months, go back in there and destroy him. So it's just a flipping mess. But I'm thinking, if they have all the hostages back, why would he want to go in there and destroy him? And they said, well, because he'll be thinking that they're going to try to do it again. So, I mean, it is just a flipping nightmare. I mean, the mentality of all these people, it's just not okay. It's like, why do we have all these idiots running these different countries, including ours? So, and I don't know who he's going to side with. So, and who knows the truth? I mean, you hear that they're blowing up universities, that Israel is blowing up universities and, you know, all that over there. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to believe. So, kind of surprised that would happen, but I guess I shouldn't be. I mean, what do they think they're going to do? I mean, he's got to realize every time they do crap like that, I can only imagine what they're doing to the hostages. Got to make it so much worse. But yeah, I heard him say, I forget how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of soldiers, like 200,000 more or something like that, that supposedly that Putin was going to have ready. So, we'll see. And then we got the thing with Japan and China going on. Or no, not Japan. Taiwan, right? Wait, is it,
yes.
Which one's trying to gain independence? Is it Taiwan or Japan?
Taiwan.
Okay, that's, I couldn't remember. So with Taiwan, who's trying to gain their independence, and China's having a fit, right? All this government stuff. I still say the world would be way better off without it, without all of it. So I wonder how Argentina's doing.
Well, probably much better than we imagined.
Yeah. Probably so. I was just so happy for him standing up. I think they said, I believe, were there maybe 4 or 5 people that was invited to Davos that was basically with a different mindset, against their mindsets, against the global government. Because I know they were talking about, they're like, so why? Why did, you know, why were they invited? And I know Glenn Beck had said something about, well, I think they're trying to put on this facade that, see, we're, you know, like that the World Economic Forum is trying to put on this facade, like that, oh, we're trying to consider other things and work things out, but they have no intention, you know, of listening to these guys. They said they're just doing it because of what it looks like. And I said, that's probably very accurate. So, but there was another guy that spoke too, said some stuff to him that was, and I think he was just sitting when he was talking, and it was good too. He basically was, you know, supporting Malay and so I don't know who the guy was. He was not familiar to me. So, but I just think it's great that at least a few people, you know, spoke up. But they did say that when Malay was up there speaking, they said there was very little, like, support. They said once in a while there would be a few claps here and there, mm-hmm. but the majority of everyone there is in disagreement. They all want control. You know, we can't take care of ourselves. We need these idiots to tell us how to live our lives. So untrue.
I just think there's at least still a third of the public that wants those globalists to lead their lives, because the globalist knows better about their financial situation than they do.
Yeah.
There's still people that think that Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady.
Yeah. And I bet she's a lady. It's true. So.
All right. So let's do this.
Okay.
We have Bianchi here, but I want to get Mr. Broccoli out of the way, and then we'll take calls.
Okay. We got Broccoli Man over Bianchi.
Yeah, right. I don't want it to play, and then we have him for 10 minutes, and then we play it. So I'd rather just get it out of the way now, and then he could stay on as long as he wants.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, so are you ready?
I'm ready. Hold on. Let me get this. Yep, I'm ready.
All right, so in this episode, Sugar is back from her heart attack, and there's a stipend meeting for Black people's stipends, and Mike is extremely upset because he doesn't qualify for a Black stipend. So... we'll go ahead and watch this. Well, those of you on radio will listen to it. All of these videos can be seen, or the whole Broccoli Man series can be seen on rumble.com, and just look up Broccoli Man. All right. So if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So we'll go ahead and count it down. And for those of you who are watching the cartoon, I would really appreciate it if somebody could just write some comments underneath. That helps the algorithm and the more comments, the more Rumble will push this out to other people. So it would help a lot if you could just comment, like, do whatever you need to do. All right, so let me count it down. Stipends featuring the millennials. 3, 2, 1, action.
I'm glad you came out to hang out today, sugar. We were worried about you. Yes, we need you to help us fight against all these new Trump supporters. Yeah, there was a poll last week at Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology about who it went between Brandon and Trump. Over 70% of students here at SHIT said thems are voting for Trump. We need Anna Fit to come in here, do mostly peaceful protests, and teach these something buckers a lesson. How dare them act like white suprinks? They said 65% of students here at SHIT are voting Trump.
We need to pass a mandate on campus that if you vote for Trump, you are deported to Russia.
By the way, sugar, we have to go for a Black People's Taiwan's meeting next Thursday. You coming with us?
I can pick you up. But you have to leave that racist boyfriend behind. I do not let white peoples in my car for any reason. Thems are too racist for me.
They denied my request to get a Black People's stipend. They said I am not Black. I told them I identify as Black and I'm a trans. They said to get the out the office. I told them my birthing partner is Black. I do Black Lives Matter rallies and break stuff with them. I even offered to suck their ice cream cone. But they had security drag me out the office. Yeah, trans stipends are good. But the Black stipends get $5 million a year. We only get $20,000 a month for being trans.
I know. It's that Green Jones again.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I want to punch him in him's ball sacks. He keeps telling me that he is going to arrest me if I get pregnant. He is not going to stop me from getting pregnant and then having an abortion after the baby is born. He is also against carbon taxes to stop global warming. He is also one of those fools that will not vote for Brandon.
Hello again, sugar. Nice to see you are out of the hospital. Why did you just flip me off?
I do not like any white peoples because you are too racist. When I was at Weenie Howe General Hospital, thems made me wait for extra hours to get help because none of the staff was Black. I'd rather die than to let someone who is not Black help me. You something duck ass are too racist.
You need to leave us alone. We do not want to talk to anyone that is going to make Brandon or Michael Robinson Obama lose the election.
I know, right? Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady.
Mr. Broccoli, you are not Black like us.
Is that so? Well, if you are Black, then how come you are not getting that Black stipend you have been working on for months?
You just bees is upset that he can bees is then eating him once.
I know if Trump wins the election, then you will arrest me for trying to get pregnant. Why are you against me having a baby?
Why do you think I care about your body? You can do whatever you want with your life. All I know is if you have a baby, then where will the baby come out?
I can make it come out of any place in the body I want it to come out of.
You have no uterus. Your body has no way to feed the baby or hold the baby in a womb. You were not born with a womb. You also have no way to deliver the baby even if you magically got pregnant.
Huh?
You take that back right now. My sperms are good enough to make his sperms pregnant.
Is that so? You do not know that sperms do not make other sperms pregnant. You need eggs. The sperm finds the egg and then God's will makes it happen. That's how every species over time has babies.
Not anymore, Mr. Broccoli. Brandon legalized his getting pregnant.
That is why we have tampons in the men's room.
Tampons are for when your uterus wall is shedding its old skin. If you have no uterus, there you are not shedding your parts.
I'm going to make a complaint to the fake news hotline. You need to be arrested for false information.
And also call the race hotline. Temps needs to be taken to a FEMA camp for being white.
Even though FEMA camps do not exist. This broccoli dude does not even believe in wearing a scam on him's face. This guy needs to listen to Dr. Fraudi.
Didn't you see that in court last week? Dr. Fraudi testified under oath that wearing scams have zero effect on you getting sick. Social distancing, scams, the arrows on the ground at the store? Those things did not help stop COVID's even a 0.01%.
Of course he said that under oath. He had to say that or else he would be arrested for lying. I don't care. Wearing a scam shows you are a Democrat voter. I will always make sure I have a scam on my face so everyone knows I am voting Democrat.
Even though scams do not protect you from COVID or heart attacks, they are the best way to protect yourself from getting COVID. By the way, you are supposed to wear that scam on your face because it is good manners. My wearing a scam protects you. You wearing a scam protects me. I probably hit a heart attack after my last COVID boost because too many white peoples were not wearing a scam when I was in China Mart getting my 83rd booster.
Exactly. You should know it is good manners. Just like everyone knows you always need to wear socks with your sandals because it is good manners.
Huh?
You do not need someone to tell you that you are supposed to do something. You just do it.
Yeah. How would you like it if I just came up on this mug and had my flip-flops on and not wearing socks?
Well, I do not care because it is your body. You decide what you need to wear. Second, socks with sandals is gross. But that is up to you because I do not have to live with your clothing decisions. You do you.
You take that back right now. That is the law for us black people.
Mike, you know we can all see you, right? You are as white as Tom Brady.
I can identify as anything I want.
Yeah.
Well, if you can be black, then why did your black stipend get turned down due to the fact you are not black?
That's because you are a racist. I can identify as anything I want.
If you can identify as anything you want, can you be an octopus?
Yes, of course.
If that is the case, then you do not have gills. You breathe underwater. You should not have lungs. You should probably find an ocean or river to live in. Because being in the air will dry you out and you will die.
Oh yeah? I drink Coca-Cola and tap water every single day. I can be anything I want.
We do not care.
Also, an octopus has 8 arms. You only have 2. Where are your other arms? If I gave you a $10 bill to hold in every arm, you could only walk away with $20. Not $80.
That's only because you're not black.
You can be any skin color you want. Black, white, green, red, fuchsia. Octopus has 8 arms. So if you identify as a black gay octopus and you were born a human, you would not have 8 arms, so you would not be an octopus.
You're wrong. We can be anything we want. My parent 1 and the 2 told me when I was a kid when I grow up I can be as anything I want.
Us trans peoples will say brands. Just like Bud Light and United Airlines.
Exactly. It is dumb fools like you that think someone cannot fly a plane or handle luggage because they are blind or quadriplegic.
I am not going to touch that one right now. Please stop these woketopians from taking over the world. They will destroy everything. Please, check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on Monday through Thursday 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Check it out at freedomizerradio.com. You can also look for the schedule on the website and find all the other shows as well. That is freedomizerradio.com.
So now you people are ableist for not wanting a blind man who cannot move his arms and legs to fly an airplane. I hope you get canceled. We can identify as anything we want.
Tell us again what happened when you tried to get your stipend for being black.
All right, you have any comments before we bring Bianchi in? Go ahead and tell us what you thought.
That was good. I like the term woketopians. That was good. That's a good name. And then, yeah, the scenario, yeah. It's like, yeah, you can't be just anything you want to be. Sorry. You just proved that a couple times. So, yeah, let's bring Bianchi in.
Yeah, but Mike doesn't want to tell us why he got failed for his black stipend.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Bianchi.
Hey, Bianchi.
Yeah, see where the Supreme Court want to tell Texas it can't prevent Border Patrol from cutting their fences.
Yeah, I saw that. Isn't that crazy?
I thought they had the 10th Amendment, but I guess I'm wrong.
Well, they do. They just don't want to use it. They should tell the court to go to hell.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, said.
Yeah.
That's right. Tell the court to go to hell. Nothing they can do. And until you kick a judge out on his ass, and until the state tell the court that, they're going to continue to get away with what they shouldn't be doing, have no business involved anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I tell you something else. This deal with these courts telling these states you got to form all black districts. Well, you know what I found out? And I've seen this before, didn't pay much attention to it. When I was looking up all the elected officials in Louisiana, and by each one's name, they have three categories: gender, race, and political affiliation.
Yeah.
I said to myself, why in the hell do they have race? And of course, all the black officials in Louisiana, from what I can tell, are Democrats. But this is the thing. The courts will look at some information like that, then that's where they come up with a determinative that, well, you need to have black district. So what I did, I called the Secretary of State's office, or the election commissioner, really, and I asked him to look up my name. He said, yeah, it's checked black here. I said, well, I'm going to come and amend it and take it off. I don't want to be identified as black and contribute to my own demise. So this week I'm going there. First, I got to get my driver's license straightened out because they spelled my name wrong. I come to find that out.
Oh my gosh.
Then I'm going to get my voter's registration amended to take off the designation because that's the way the courts use that information, that data, in order to come up with this scheme of creating a black district. And they got one proposed now that runs from Baton Rouge all the way up to Shreveport. It looks like a wet noodle. Honest, it does. It looks like a wet noodle. When I thought, looking at it, I thought, I never knew that river existed. That's what it looks like, a river. Zigzag here and there. But I would advise everyone that has the opportunity, check your voter's registration and make sure that they have no designation by your name. No black, white, nobody. Just put other and then put a United States citizen. That's all they need to know.
That's a good idea. Bianchi, that's a great idea. I mean, I never, gosh, you're so right. Jeez.
Absolutely. That's what they use. You cannot be assisting in your own demise.
Yeah. Wow. Good grief.
Hey, Proof, are you still using Brave?
Yes, of course.
Are you gaining bats every
no,
month?
No, I'm not. Not anymore.
Neither am I. I stopped gaining bats back in June of last year, and I wrote them about it several times and asked them, what the heck's going on? I'm continuing to read the same balance since June of 2023.
Yeah, they wanted us to put something in a cold wallet from a certain company that's not available in the United States.
Well,
so that doesn't help.
I'm not going to do it. I'm getting sick and tired of these companies robbing people. You know, you was talking about Bitcoin earlier. And a lot of people jumped on these arbitrage that was supposed to, you deposit money and they would invest it and guarantee you or give you as much as 1, 2, or 3% a month. Some of them was ridiculous, said 5% a month, and they quickly went out of business. But the best way to do anything along those lines is to either have a broker do it or do it yourself. Simple as that. Because you don't know how to trust. These companies and people are not U.S.-based, and something happened, you have no way to trace them down, then the jurisdiction that they're working out of may be in on the scheme, too. At least if someone's in the United States, you can go knock on their door, like Coinbase and Kraken out there in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So I would advise, and it's a good idea, like I heard you say you've been buying. I buy automatically on Coinbase every month. But, yeah, it's a good idea. In about another 2 months, the coin is going to halve. In other words, if you got 10, now you'll have 20. That will be less half the value. But that's okay. If the value run back up, you got double what you had when it was up there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember when them coins first came out, I know some people that invested $100 in about 20 coins. And next thing you know, their investment was worth over, you know, $300,000 or so. But,
holy cow. Wow. I just got into that game way too late. I don't know. I just was really on the fence about it.
Yeah, if you're going to use it for speculation, it's always good to get in early and throw something at it that you don't mind losing if that is the end result. But I guess it will serve its purpose in the long run. Oh, mining it yourself is another thing to do. You find somebody talented with computers and algorithm, they can build a miner. That's better than buying one. You can buy them, but they're pretty expensive. But if you can mine a coin a month, a coin every 6 months, well, it pays off the very first coin.
And you're talking about Bitcoin.
Yeah, sure. Bitcoin. Or I think there may have been a couple other that you could mine, like Bitcoin or what's the Ethereum.
Okay.
Maybe one or two others. And some of them sell penny coins. You buy $100 worth of them and have about 10,000 of them. Well, very little movement. But the thing is, you got to get rid of them. Yeah.
But I just I order silver coins. I just every once in a while I'll order a silver coin or a little bit of silver because it's still so cheap. I'm just I'm hoping it goes crazy one of these days. But I don't know. Been waiting for several years now.
Well, so. all those things like that, silver, platinum, is worth getting into for a hobby or an investment, a speculation. I wouldn't put no to everything, especially
right.
If you can afford to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, silver's still so affordable. I mean, it's only the highest I've seen it in the past 5 years is $25 an ounce. You know, it's so cheap right now. So,
I knew people would buy kits, extraction kits, and go out to the river and take and buy for gold in your rivers.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to go dig for diamonds and go look for gold. I think that that would be a lot of fun. I'd even love to go down to, like, go in some Ode, like, down to Key West. I think they can take you out, and they take you down to Ode Shipwreck.
Well, you can get them when you go out on those islands there in the Mississippi River.
Oh, really?
And behind the stream flow is where it usually accumulates. Yeah.
Huh.
You got people that take metal detectors and go to the beach, even in the water, and find all kinds of things, wedding rings, watches.
Well, that's probably, and, you know, you probably could do it right now because the rivers are, well, I don't know about right now with all this rain we've been having, but the Mississippi here has been so low this year. I mean, you can see so many new sandbanks and stuff. It's crazy. I think this is the lowest I've ever seen it.
Some people go out on the sandbanks and...
Yeah. I just... oh, Mississippi, I just think it's so toxic. Got all the runoff in it, you know, from all the crops, atrazine and glyphosate and all that stuff. So I won't eat fish out of it. No way. A lot of people do. Shoot, I had friends, they let their kids, they took them, you know, out skiing on it. And I was like, nope. I am not swimming in the Mississippi. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I see where the pro-abortion is out again, trying to get a federal law that allows abortion. And
Yeah, was Comey for that, too? Wasn't Amy Comey, wasn't she for that, too?
You mean the judge?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, probably so.
Because you know she's one of them that approved them taking down the barbed wire fence in Texas.
Yeah.
She voted for it.
See, all they don't have no respect for the Constitution.
No,
and Roberts
not
is about,
at all.
And Roberts is about like throwing a cotton ball to the wind. You never know where it's going to land. But see, here's the point. States have just got to say, we're not going to do it. Like Wyoming did during the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. It told the federal government, keep your damn money. What they should have said, you cannot hold back from us what we don't give you to hold back from us. It's easy to solve that. When you have these departments, these agencies that's utilizing overreach and committing these, making these rules that are totally unconstitutional based on their interpretation of the act that was passed, that's the way to stop this. And we're not going to do it. If the states, the Confederate states, had done that rather than firing on Fort Sumner, well, the outcome would have been different. They should have just regrouped back into themselves and said, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So all they should have done.
I mean, that's what I said to Proof earlier. I said, I always forget. It's like, we just have to go back. It's like the state created the federal government. Therefore, the state has more power. It's that
absolutely
simple. So, I mean, they should almost get qualified if they try to write something that goes against the Constitution. I mean, aren't they all supposed to be following the Constitution, upholding the Constitution? Am I wrong?
Things are so jacked up nowadays. They had an athlete that was being interviewed, and you know how athletes used to do when they was in the beginning of their interview, how they give thanks to their mom and father and also to their Jesus. Well, yeah. the network turned it off.
Oh, are you serious?
No, they did. They turned it off.
Oh.
I mean, did you read the story about some assemblywoman in Finland who recited the Bible? And she's already been sued, taken to court by prosecutors twice and found not guilty. Now this next prosecutor is looking for another court that could be friendly and find her guilty and send her to prison for mentioning passages out the Bible.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
It's contagious. It's all over the place.
Oh. Wow.
You damn near have to walk around with a can of Lysol.
Yeah. Oh. You know, and it's so hard. It's so difficult to find. You know, you think of all these scenarios and you think, well, you know what? We should be able to get an attorney and go to court and literally sue the government for so many things right now. But it's like you don't have any attorneys, any lawyers out there that are actually going to want to even do it. They're all playing the game. I mean, there's a few good ones out there, but there's not a whole bunch. I mean, just look at the poor people right now that, you know, they know now. They know that these injections have hurt so many people and killed so many people. And those that are injured that need an attorney to help them, you know, go get somebody to pay for what has been done to them, there's nowhere for them to go. So,
well, see, here's the case. The federal government has no business telling us citizens that they got to take vaccinations. They tried to use OSHA. They tried to use OSHA to enforce mask and vaccination efforts. Well, OSHA was designed to protect workers from the hazards of the workplace.
Correct.
Not to protect the workplace from the workers.
And OSHA only is about safety hazards, and a telemarketing office OSHA has no control over, as an example.
Hell no.
A comic book store, OSHA does not apply. There's no hazards.
Oh.
Yeah, your jewelry store, you didn't have OSHA coming in there every week, did you?
No.
Exactly. No. Your place of business was not considered a risk.
Okay. But the mask did not even qualify under OSHA. I mean, that was all such a bunch of BS.
Right. But they just expected the public to believe it, so it was okay.
Yeah.
Just like it's okay for Tim Cook on Apple to have death camps with the Uyghurs. It's okay because he's gay.
All these government organizations, they all need to be brought down. Just not right. I mean, it's just like those ads where they're trying to get everybody to apply for the Obama. What is it? They've got that $1,400 for everybody that qualifies under the age of, what is it, 60-something or whatever, that don't receive Medicare or Medicaid or whatever. And it's like, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. I don't want it. Yeah, I could really use that $1,400, but no. You know, I just, So, like, I'm not carrying around an Obama card. And I'm guilty. I voted for him the first time. Jeez.
Well, I did too because he was black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I didn't the second time.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I never dedicated myself as a Democrat or Republican. I just always kind of look at you know, what who's supporting what, and that's how I do it. But, man, right now, no way I'd go near Democrats because I just think it's – they are so – the House is so corrupt. The House of Democrats is just full of – oh, I don't – do they have anybody good on their side anymore?
Well, Michael Robinson Obama's a nice lady.
Yeah. Oh. And I still say I think there's only one candidate running for presidency that has not had those injections.
Is it this guy?
My name is John Fetterwoman. And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. So.
That guy?
No. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's not had the shots. Only one that tried to warn us against him. And unfortunately, that's probably going to work against...
Well, we talk about this every week. I'm not voting for a guy just because he's against vaccines.
I understand that, but I also know there's more to him than that. I mean, he's fought for children, and he's fought for a lot of good things. Now, I'm not completely in agreement with him on the environment.
Yeah, I don't like the climate change stuff at all.
Yeah, but he's not necessarily for the typical climate change thing. He is against, like, glyphosate and the chemicals, you know.
That I understand. My thing right now is I think sometimes when you vote for a person like Kennedy, it's not him necessarily. It's about the environment that you're – not the environment like climate change, but the environment like – we would have went to Kennedy after 2 years of Trump. I think that would have been great. I will not take Robert F. Kennedy Jr. when there's Trump on the board when it comes to playing with these globalists. And
yeah,
having to follow Brandon, I don't see him being able to undo many of the policies that I feel Trump can do. So
yeah,
while Kennedy might be quote-unquote a good guy and have values that I can respect, I can't pick him over Trump.
I don't know. I'm still so on the fence. I mean, but I feel like, you know, I know how independent voting goes. You're usually just taking a vote away from somebody else. But I don't know. They say he's got a pretty big following of the young generation. Who knows? Just have to wait and see how things go. Pianki, what do you think of Robert F. Kennedy?
If he's got a big following of the young generation, that's more dangerous because they're dumb. They're ignorant. Environmental concerns should be left up to the state EPA. Not the federal EPA. Federal EPA can handle the riverways like the Mississippi and Missouri River, but
yeah,
the state EPA is enough to handle their own environmental concerns. You don't need to pay fees and dues to two entities that's doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, the EPA is a joke anyway. Yeah, you're right. But,
I hear where there was talks about having fishermen to put some technological device on their boat to scare off this threatened turtle. Well, these devices cost an arm and a leg that's going to be reflected in the cost of fish.
Oh, boy. Good grief. Never ending. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, honestly, I feel better about the votes that Vivek would get from the young people than I would with Kennedy. Not that I'm, like I said, I'm not against Kennedy. I just think he's a victim of timing.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not that he has like the, I think his, it was the age group they were talking about was like between 30 and 40 that he had a pretty big following in. So.
No, I understand. And I see it because
yeah.
A lot of Kennedy's followers are the ones that don't want the gene therapies. And that's
yeah.
The number one reason why people will vote for him. And while I think that's pretty righteous and I understand, I'm not throwing out Trump just because I don't want a gene therapy. And believe me, I'll never get a gene therapy.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I just feel
yeah.
like, I just feel like there's a bigger package out there.
Yeah.
I want someone
like
that
said.
Puts the fear of death into the globalist. Not
well,
someone that will
true.
Just say no, but I want the fear
that's
of death.
True.
And when you see these
that's
people at Davos
point.
And the Argentinian president and other people just telling them right to their face that they're a bunch of losers, I want more of
that's,
that.
Yep, you're right. That's a very good point. That's true.
Well, they might say, well, I don't know if we can work with Kennedy, but I promise you, 10 days a week, they'll say, give me Kennedy over Trump. That's where my thinking is right now. If it was 2024 and Trump just came off the last election and everybody likes him and we didn't want Mike Pence, Kennedy would be a fine choice. I just don't think right now is lining up to be his time. I could be wrong, but I don't see it.
Well, that's
I don't think
absolutely,
I'm changing on that.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty much solid right there.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
I know that might upset you, Christina, but I'm an immovable object
no,
on that.
No, it doesn't. That's actually, you know, that makes a lot of sense because, yeah, I don't know how strong Kennedy would be against, I don't think he's for the globalist thing, but I don't know, you're right. I don't know how strong
yeah.
he is against it.
You just got to look at their family name and look at the history. I'm not voting for no more name brands. No. They haven't been in a position for quite some time, so maybe their wealth is starting to deplete. You have created new millionaires and billionaires in this country, and they probably have done so on new technological changes, probably different from how they made their riches, the Kennedys. So it's affecting them, just like, what's that guy, Anderson Cooper, and his family.
Yeah.
His family has nothing now because technological changes has just passed them up.
Well, that's true. He was a Vanderbilt, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think that on a 1 to 10 scale of scaring the globalist, I think Kennedy ranks like a 6 because he
okay.
does talk rather loud against the gene therapies, but he's on board with climate change and other issues. Then they wouldn't like him because they can't pull a lot of the stuff, but they can get some stuff in. I think their fear
right.
of Trump is a solid 10 plus. Donald Trump is the boardwalk on Monopoly to the globalist.
I agree.
He's getting all that rent money.
Look at all the corrupt, racist things that have been thrown at Donald Trump. That right there is enough for me to vote for him again.
I mean, and I've never gotten that. He has, to me, he has never seemed to be racist. Am I missing something?
No, I didn't say he was racist. I say the racist things that have been thrown at him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think Christina
means
that.
But that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, why? Why have they? Because I've never seen him act that way.
Because it was an easy play, but now that it's almost, I don't want to say it's 50-50 yet, but it's getting there. I will say it's close enough to 50-50 that they can't play the race card anymore.
Okay.
Trying to keep him off the state ballot, which I say is the right to do because he's a federal candidate. But some of the other things they have accused him of is racist. If you did it to a black candidate, a black person, that's what it would be called,
yeah.
Racism.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what about this Fanny?
That's hilarious.
Fanny and her boyfriend, yeah.
She's a joke.
Yeah, when she goes in the church and tells people she's not perfect,
wow.
and they're telling her to resign because she's black. Why did you just befoul that church with that filth?
Yeah.
Telling people
yeah.
it's because you're black and that not that you're cheating on somebody, but because you're black?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Proof. That church has heard that many, many times before. That is a cornerstone when you want to get a message across.
Right, I know.
Man, and they're unsealing the divorce docs. His ex-wife is going to let it all out because they're showing all the trips. My God, that's all they do is travel. It's crazy.
Well, the people there still would vote for her, and they mocked Donald Trump when he made a similar assertion about doing something and people will still vote for him. Well, where's the ridicule toward her? That's what I'm calling about the racism. When he does
yeah.
something, oh, it's just totally ridiculous. It's racist.
Well,
yep. when somebody else do something similar, almost identical, nothing is said. It's a mumbling word.
Yep, double standards. I said that has been the word of the last.
That's because Fannie Willis has privilege.
Unbelievable.
These people do not have any respect for the Constitution. Just look at these court, these five that descended on the deal about Texas upholding
yep.
its sovereign duty. They have no respect for the Constitution. I don't know
no.
where they come from. And I'm saying, and I mean it, that people need to tell them to go to hell. That's all
yeah.
you got to say. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it.
Can you imagine that they would bring national troops down to Texas to go fight Americans over letting illegals into the border to invade our country? The invasion of the United States is more important than upholding the laws.
Well, isn't that like
the Broccoli Man episode being written in my head as we speak?
Isn't that like the DOJ wanting to lock people up who were just walking around with a dumbfounded look on their face outside of the Capitol, across the street? Anywhere
yes.
within the city?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, one of them finally just got out. Cash Kelly is out. Have you guys been keeping up with him?
No, I haven't.
Okay. The only reason I was following him is, well, I had caught him early on, but a friend of mine, her son is very good friends with him. And Cash Kelly, you know, during COVID was speaking out, and it was great to listen to him. But he was one of them that they picked on. You know, he had been in prison before. He'd been in trouble, but he was clean. He had straightened his life up. You know, he was married. He had his kids. And he was there on January 6th. He didn't go in. He wasn't causing any issues. But because, you know, and here they are picking on him, I'm going to say he is black. And he had been in prison. And I think that they were pulling people like him to use him to put the fear in people. Because he did nothing.
And you guys, he has been in prison. He just got out, literally just got out. So,
well,
it's,
if you like the idea of January 6th and people getting arrested for liking a tweet that Donald Trump made, then vote for Nikki Haley.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, if I had been there and got arrested, the next anti-corrupt demonstration that goes on in D.C., I would be there again with smiles. Like you say,
I
want to
get you guys' thoughts here on what Nevada is doing this time around with the caucus and primary. So I don't quite understand this because there's a caucus on February 8th, and if Nikki Haley does not drop out, then I will be taking that night off, and Joanne Moretti will be in my place on a Thursday. So there's a caucus, which the caucus originally had Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump. The primary had everybody else. So the primary, you could put your vote in the mail. The caucus, you have to be there physically. And if you're in one, you cannot be in the other. So I don't quite understand what exactly transpired, but you can either vote in the primary and send your ballot in the mail for Nikki Haley here in Nevada, or you can go to the caucus and vote for Trump. But you can't do both. It's just really weird.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like this.
Hmm. Oh, well, that, you know, confusion, that's what they love to create.
So you have all these people asking the state, why is Trump not on my ballot? Nobody cares about Nikki Haley, but everybody's asking, oh, I've seen him. Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Well, and Nikki Haley, isn't South Carolina her state?
Yes, and she's being blasted by over 30 points.
Well, I started to say who was it? Is it the governor, or who was it that just...
The governor and both senators, Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham, they're voting for Trump.
Yeah, they said I saw that where she's supporting Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Nikki Haley just, I'm sorry, but she just doesn't seem likable to me.
When I heard her early on, it's like she reminds me of a certain Clinton. And
yeah.
I just don't like that angry woman who feels entitled and it's her time. I can't do it.
Guess where the Democratic National Convention is going to be? In Chicago, of all places.
Right. Exactly. where this time around, they're letting the people, they're letting the Democrats are letting the residents are letting the Democrats have it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
You're going to have Donald Trump doing rallies in the south side of Chicago. Watch. He's going to pack Soldier Field.
That'd be funny.
Hey, he might be laughing. It's going to happen. I bet
you
if Trump had a rally in Chicago the same week as the Democrats, he'd outdraw. I don't care if they put Michael Robinson Obama in there, even though he's a nice lady. I'm positive Trump would outdraw them.
Yeah. You know, the sad thing is, though, I still, my mom, you know, she's like, I obviously Biden can't run for president again. I'm not going to, you know, I wouldn't vote for him. But she still says, I can't vote for Trump. And you know why? It's because she's been brainwashed. I mean, she's seen all the crap, all the negative things put on him, and of course, and these people believe him. So I talked to her a little bit today, and I was like, Mom, you know, I'm like, it's all propaganda. I said, it's been proven, you know, so I hope. Oh, it's just, it's so frustrating.
Well, what I like to tell people, though, is you're not inviting Trump to your house for a spaghetti dinner.
Yeah.
You're asking him to just make sure your life is left alone so you could do yours. That's all you want. That's all I want out of a president. Make things so good that I don't have to stress about you sucking at your job.
Yeah, I want a president that lets me freaking live my life again.
Exactly.
You know?
You don't have to be the nicest guy in the world. I'm not looking for a dishwasher salesman.
I mean,
well, people nowadays are fed up with the local police. They fed up with their local mayor. They fed up with the governor. They fed up with their state reps like Clyburn. And now they fed up with their congresspeople and their president. It's just a fed up world.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just can't go on.
I should make a commercial this weekend. If you want to own nothing and eat Zabugs, then vote for Nikki Haley.
There you go.
If you're tired of having cash and you want a microchip to buy and sell because they do want that by 2030, then vote for Nikki Haley if that's what you want. If you want World War III and your kids or yourself to be drafted into a war that you don't want anything to do with, go ahead and vote for Nikki Haley.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's just Biden's policies sold by a female Republican just so they could trot out there and say, look, we have a Republican and she's female. So now... We can sell the same stuff to you, but now it's a Republican, so you guys will like it because you voted Republican. And then when you get tired of this Republican, then we could find a Democrat for you to vote for because you're going to hate this Republican so much. That's all.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. If we're guaranteed Michael Robinson Obama if Nikki Haley fails, and it looks like she's failing, because that's going to be the last effort. That's going to be that Hail Mary pass where the Democrat football team is at the 22-yard line of their own side, and they have to chuck the ball 80 yards into the end zone. And so that's going to be Michael Robinson Obama, and they're just going to gamble on the fact that he's black and he's a nice lady. And that enough people will come back to the reservation.
So
that's all it is.
What about Newsom?
What about him?
Do you think that they will put him in or no? Or will
leave Rod Kamala or take Kamala off the ballot? If they put in Kamala just based on the color of her skin, then they're going to have to replace her with somebody even darker or gay. So they could replace Kamala if they put Stacey Abrams up there. Michael Robinson Obama don't play second fiddle. So if you put Stacey Abrams up there to replace Kamala, if you can get Sheila Jackson Lee out of Texas, they could do something like that.
But the position of president has turned into nothing more than a poker hand.
Right.
It's a game. Yes, it's a game. It absolutely is. It's just sickening how all they do, it's just they look for dirt and just how to attack the other instead of let's really focus on what needs to be fixed, what the people need. I mean, it's just so.
Well, they would never want to fix that because the goal is to take our country away. It's not to make America prosper. It's to make every nation in the world be equal to us by failing us down to their level. it's easier to take away our standard by 90% rather than raise up everyone in the world 50%. Can you imagine? This is the first president that's ever ran on taking stuff away.
What do you mean?
Well, Brandon wants to ban gas stoves. He wants to ban cars.
Oh,
he wants
you.
To ban oil. He wants to ban a bunch of stuff. Air conditioning.
Yeah, well, not going to happen.
Well, if we get Brandon again, it can. Don't say it can't.
No, we're not. We're not getting him again, no. No. I'm not even putting that thought out there. Not welcome in this universe. No, it is not going to happen. So, well, I did watch that movie, though, with DiCaprio about the Native American Indians and the insurance industry. What state were they in? I'm going blank. Something butterfly. I had no idea that that existed. That was freaking ridiculous. Have either of you watched that movie?
No, I haven't watched a movie in so long.
It's just sickening what we did, how we killed off those Native Americans. And took it was when they moved to Texas and one of the tribes, they had oil on their land. So they all became pretty wealthy. And then the white man, you know, moved in there and started doing all this stuff. They were slowly killing them. They were, you know, they were getting the diabetes, and then they said they were giving them insulin and they were actually poisoning them. It was awful. I mean, it's just it's ridiculous. When you look, and then you look at the history of life insurance, starting in 1804, and I didn't realize this. I went back and listened to it again, and if I need to send it to you, you need to watch it, but you would find the information. Pianki would probably like it too, but when they first started doing term insurance, okay, so they started in 1804, and they were talking about, they set up how they came up with the 30-year term was because most people died. At that time, people were dying at young ages, and they knew that if they set it up to 30 years, they would never reach that age to where they could cash it in and collect. Because they knew they would die and they'd get their property. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, look what happened during the home crash when they let you come in and refinance your home because lending institution was raising your monthly mortgage. So
yeah.
If you had a 30-year loan and you were 15 years into it, they let you refinance, but they added another 20 years onto it.
Yeah.
It became a 50-year.
Uh-huh.
And see, Indians was killing each other at a pretty good clip, especially the Aztecs. They was wiping out everybody. Up on that one pyramid they got down there, I can't think of the name of it, they had said that they killed over 80,000 of them Tainos in a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Set their hearts, opened their chests up, took their hearts, beating heart out, holding it in their hands, threw them over the side.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, what on earth? I guess people were just possessed back then. You don't get it. Ay, ay, ay.
Hell, in Africa, one tribe fight the other tribe. They go in there and take the babies and throw them up in the air, and they come down and pull themselves on a spear.
Oh.
Or grab them by both ankles and bash their heads up against rocks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
they take a woman that was pregnant and they will split her baby. And when the fetus fall out on the ground, they stomp it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. I know. I had no idea. Good grief.
But like me, I like stomping roaches. I like to hear them pop.
I hate roaches. They're just, I had some roommates I trusted. So I guess it was my third year of college or fourth, I don't remember which. And I guess it was the fourth. And Connie and Stacy, so I'm in Missouri, you know, I'm in Southeast Missouri, and they both live in Kansas City. And we're going to school in Warrensburg at Central Missouri State. So I trusted them to find us a house to rent for the year. And I thought they would know better. But when I went to move in, I got there and I just about died. I mean, there were roaches. I was like, what were you guys thinking? So I was like, I will never do that again. Oh, it was nasty. That's a tough situation to have to live in. It really, really can multiply fast.
I mean, human beings just do bad things against each other. Look at the Japanese, how they done the Chinese, especially those that came to the assistance of the pilots that had to take, they had to ditch their planes in the ocean or ditch their planes, period, after the Doolittle raid. Yeah, the Japanese went into China and slaughtered 206,000.
Yeah.
They nailed women up to the wall and raped them.
Oh, my God. Wow. I mean, if we know there's good and evil in everybody, and I guess just the evil sometimes is the majority, you know?
Yeah, stuff in election ballots is evil, too.
Yeah.
Here now you're denying millions and millions of people of their choice. That's evil.
It is. It is. It's just, I mean, what they're taking away from us, I mean, the people of this country, the taxpayers of this country, it's just, there is nothing okay about it. And the fact that people are just complacent and will sit back and not say anything and just go along with whatever happens, that is exactly why they get away with this stuff. You know, I have people tell me all the time, oh, I'm not going to, you know, I can't make a difference. Why bother? I mean, that's just so frustrating when you hear people like that. Because if enough of us would stand up, you know, and trust me, I think there's more and more. I think the majority now is waking up, but you still got to get them to act, actually do something.
Well, I think the average person on the street knows that something is going on. They just don't understand. Go ahead, Bianca.
Yeah. When you have a president to say to you, those aren't your kids, they're our kids. Well, that's evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Like, no, Joe Biden, you won't get near my kids. No freaking way. I mean, oh, you talk about firing me up and making me go grab my firearm or do whatever I have to do, you try to touch any of my children. I mean, I won't put up with it, not for one second. Not for one second. And I will not be killed doing it because I have to be here to take care of them. So I just, that will never, That'll never settle well with me. I'll become a warrior they've never wanted to deal with. One thing in this world I'll protect is children.
All right, let's see. What else we feel like getting into today? So I don't know if you heard about this. There was a kid that was suspended during a football game. Did you play football in school, right, Bianchi?
Nope, I played baseball.
Okay, but you know, and we'll go to a caller here in a moment, but you know that stuff that people put under their eyes to make sure the sun doesn't go in your face?
Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right? The eye black?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so this kid was suspended indefinitely, a middle school student, because they said he was wearing blackface because he put eye black under his eyes during a football game.
Well, you know what that sounded like to me? Lawsuit.
Yes. That's already in the process.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Yeah, I'm not going to tiptoe around. I'm sorry. I'm not tiptoeing around anyone.
Like, you can go to any football player in any, I don't care if it's high school, college, pros, you'll see that everybody wears it. It's not just a white kid
exactly.
trying to prove that he's black.
Yeah, no. Oh, what a senseless, sensitive society they are creating. Ugh.
And then on the other end, I don't know if you heard about what happened in New York City over the weekend.
No.
There's a deranged New York woman that ran over a police officer on purpose because she wanted to teach him a lesson. And she knows how to fuck these cops. And so she's not charged with attempted murder at all, even though it was blatant that she was doing it on purpose, but she has privilege because she's black.
Oh my gosh. I did see that. That's nuts. She has to go to, somebody's got to freaking take her to court.
Well, she has privilege.
The judge would let her go.
Yeah.
The judge would let her go. The judge would probably tell her she got to get her timing down.
Oh, wow. And then did you see, now here's a story, and this is about these illegals, and people better wake up, because this is what happened. So, I'm forgetting what town it was in. Did you hear about the guy that was beat to death with a piece of wood? He was delivering. He sold firewood for a living, okay? So one of his customers, he was delivering firewood to their house. He was stacking it out in front of their house, and all of a sudden, this freaking naked man, the owner of the house was out there too. This naked man, and his name was, he's an immigrant from the name. You knew he was not from this country. And so this naked man runs over. They said he was just acting crazy. And he got up in the one guy's face. He hit the guy that was actually delivering the wood. He hit him with a piece of wood. And then he got up in the owner's face. And the owner took off inside the house and then shut the door and stood there. The owner is standing there looking out the door watching this crazy naked man grab that piece of wood and beat the other man to death.
Mm-hmm.
He did nothing about it. He just stood there and watched. But then the guy ran back across the street. He was renting a bed and breakfast, like an Airbnb. So he across the street, he was, this house was an Airbnb, and he was renting it. And there was a lady in there as well, and she said he came in there, and she said she doesn't know what he was on, but she said, I had to lock myself in the room because he was going to, like, attack me too. It's this deranged person, and they got him in custody. But, I mean, this is just, this is, you know, this kind of stuff's just going to happen more and more. So I've got to look up and see where that was. It was Doug and Stacy off-grid that were talking about it. Let's see if I can find it. But he killed the guy.
All right, when you get done there, I'm gonna bring in a caller.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You want me to wait for you, or you want me to go now?
I don't know if I can find it that quick. Let me see here. Videos now in America. Was that it? That was it. Okay, let me get to it real quick here. Deadly. Yes. Okay, if they'll show me the information sometimes. You know what? It's not, like, written in here. I'd have to watch it again. So go ahead. Go ahead and bring the caller in.
Okay. All right. So let's go to Nathan in Florida real quick.
Yeah. Hey, you guys were just talking about a situation with a kid. And your co-host, the lady, she came out of her seat on that saying, ain't no way she wouldn't deal with that. Here's what I've noticed about our generation. If you look back in the 70s when men started leaving their wives and their family, you got these children. Of course, that's the same time Roe v. Wade came along. So you got women getting, you know, young girls, teenagers getting pregnant. And that generation was children raising children. And if you look at our generation today, we got children raising themselves. They're pretty much out there on their own. And the computer has made it so that there's a separation between, you know, the minds of the kids and the parents. And so I think a lot of parents are not in touch with really their children's world. It's a different world. And I think that makes the next generation even more vulnerable than the today's generation or the last generation. That's just an idea because I grew up watching this stuff in slow motion.
No, that's a very, very good observation. I agree with you completely. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I see it. And everybody, I just see so many solutions being knocked around. And it's like, you know, I don't know. I think we're at a point now that it would have to take something tragic to bring us back to our senses. But we, you know, the family got really messed up for a large, yeah. a big part of that, of the last couple of generations. And you know, if you watch the church, and I always say this, the gays and all those other different versions of people's ideas and the
yeah.
atheists are the biggest enemy of the church, and I see that in the attacks where they either are attacking the church in different ways, you know, in philosophy or whatever, or they're going into the church and demanding you accept our way of living, and I think a lot of that goes back to when divorce started happening in the early 70s. The church, you know, if you were a mother back then, it was larger families. You were a mother where your husband left you and you walked back in the church with 4 to 6 kids sitting on the back row. You know, you were left out of place. You just, nobody made you feel welcome. And then shortly after that, with Roe v. Wade, it was these children that were showing up pregnant, you know. And I mean, if you got a broken heart and some guy whispers, I love you, man, I tell you what, you'll give them the keys to everything, you know. And the church was never there. They were either condemning it, and it took them several generations, not generations, but several years later before people within the group started reaching out to these people, coming up with a way to reach them. And then out of that, you got parachurch ministries rising up, and it's all about money, you know. So we're behind on a lot of stuff, I believe. That's just my ideas on it.
Yes. Thank you.
But I was listening to Pianke. Wow. Y'all got a rock star with Pianke on here. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's been coming on here for years.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I've ran into him a couple times on Blog Talk, and I tell you what, he's leading us.
Yes. I agree. I wish I had his knowledge, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to hang up and keep listening, and thanks for letting me get my therapy.
Thanks for calling. So,
yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so what's next here? And thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nathan, for calling in.
Yes. Yeah, I think he's spot on. I mean, absolutely. It's, you know, and technology is to blame. I mean, we unfortunately too many welcomed the phones in as babysitters for their children, you know? I mean, every time I see a teeny tiny baby, like a, you know, 1-year-old or 2-year-old, and they're all out eating or something, and the parent hands them the phone to sit there and watch so they'll be quiet, I'm like, oh, no. You know, please don't. Don't do that. I mean, since when can you not teach a child to sit around a table and behave? And if they're not going to behave, guess what? Don't take them out to dinner when they're at that age. Keep them at home. I just don't understand. Priorities are just messed up. I mean, not everybody, but so many.
So hey, Coop, how's Vito doing?
Oh, yeah.
I guess he's all right. Did he call in this past Wednesday? No, he called in last Wednesday. 2 weeks ago he called in, I believe. He talked to Joanne on Wednesday, if I remember right.
Is he doing better?
Well, he's going to live, so I guess that means he's doing better.
Yeah. Jeez.
I'll tell him you said hi and that to call on Wednesday and see if he'll talk to Joanne.
Well, need to keep him in prayers, that's for sure. That's for sure. There's a lot of mental that goes with that when you're, you know, broken up like that physically from something. So he'll get there. Just gotta take some time. So Pianke, everything else going okay with you down in Louisiana? Did you guys get this cold spell?
Yeah, it dropped down to 60.
To 60?
Yeah.
That's as cold as it got was 60? I mean, it even got down in the 30s in Florida. I heard it was 55 in Miami. I'm like, oh, my goodness. That's pretty chilly in Miami, I think. So.
Yeah, it's 59 right now.
Okay. Well.
My grandson had the baseball practice Sunday, I think it was. Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
Yesterday. With some little leaguers.
Okay. So you
makes a difference.
Yeah, you probably have a little influence on him. You're the baseball player.
No,
right?
He's a grown man now. Yeah, I train him, but he asks questions. I tell him, I say, you're running this. You have to ask questions before you get involved in these things now. So he still asks questions. And when he leaves out, he tells me where he's going. I mean, he'll be back.
That's good. That's the one thing when my kids were, you know, in high school,
That's the one thing I always made sure of, was they weren't allowed to go to anybody's house I didn't know, and I always knew where they were. I mean, it's just, you have to.
Yeah.
Be that way these days.
Yeah, we live in an ultra-dangerous society nowadays.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, it's very sad. I can remember the world I grew up in, and I just wish my kids could experience that, especially my grandkids. You know? You have to wonder forever.
We reminisce every now and then of the fun that we have and had back then.
Yeah. Yes. Guess we've got a lot of things to be grateful for.
Yeah, compared to that lady over in Finland, you're absolutely right.
So let me ask you then, Piaki, are you raising him to be a Cardinals fan?
He's already a Cardinals fan.
Wow. Somehow I would have never guessed.
Yeah, that was, there were better days with that too. Boy, I can remember the good old days with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I remember
the good old days.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Those were fun days too. Everything changes.
I still can't believe that there's no basketball team in the whole state of Missouri.
Yeah, you would think that St. Louis could put one together.
Well, it used to have the St. Louis Hawks and the Kansas City Kings, and that was 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they don't even have a football team.
Yeah, right.
Football is about money, and a lot of people speculate that some of the games are fixed. I don't watch it that much to tell, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, there was a meme going on for the last 10 days talking about how Reba McEntire and others are going to perform at the Super Bowl between the 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens. And it just sounds kind of suspect when the 49ers pulled that game out of their tuchus yesterday.
But the Chiefs won.
Well, yeah, because Patrick Mahomes is sellable. He's like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
They have to milk it. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, they're not a sellable team.
Yeah. So who's up for grabs for the Super Bowl right now? Are Chiefs in the running?
Well, it's the final four. So you got the 49ers versus the Detroit Lions. And the whole world knows that the 49ers will win. And then you have the Ravens versus somebody. Oh, the Chiefs. We were just talking about them.
So the Chiefs. So the Chiefs are up there. Okay.
Everybody's been predicting that it's going to be the Ravens versus the 49ers. So we're going to go with that, because if that's what's being advertised and that's what people are saying is what's recommended for the football entertainment, if you will, then I'm not going against that.
Yeah.
I don't expect Kansas City versus Detroit. So the average person out there won't understand that it's fixed.
I've heard people say that
if the Lions want to beat the 49ers, even if the game is fixed, figure when you start the game, the 49ers will already have 20 points on them. And they would have to blow the other team out and make it look like they legitimately own that game in order for them to squeak by a win. So that doesn't shock me. I'm not a huge football guy.
Well, I mean, I mean, you always have to think that because of all the freaking betting and everything that goes on with, I mean, you know, corporations are involved in everything and have influence, so I can understand why, I mean, any of us could be suspicious of that.
Right, and you would think that just because football's in Las Vegas that the Raiders would be something, but that's not the case.
Right. Right.
Yeah, all the real betting doesn't happen in Vegas.
Right.
It's too regulated here.
Yep.
It's too regulated. They have to go elsewhere where nobody's willing to report on it.
Yeah. Yep. You know, a lot of people get in big trouble with the betting outside of Vegas. That's for sure.
And with baseball, you could still fix a game. It's just a lot harder because you have people that you still have to hit a 95 mile an hour fastball.
True.
Yeah, that ain't easy to do.
No, you have to hit a 95 mile an hour fastball with 45,000 fans booing at you.
Yeah, no, it is definitely not. I played baseball with the boys until I was probably about 12, maybe I was 14, but then. Then it got, I couldn't hit a fastball. I tried. I was just like, nope, can't do it. So I think the last time I was pitching to a guy and he hit a line drive and it hit me right in the, where it knocked the breath out of me.
Oh.
Scared me to death and I was done. I was like, I'm not pitching. There's, you know, the strength. I was little and I was a tomboy and I could play sports, but I was just getting outsized and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I finally just started playing softball. I was like, not going to let that happen again.
If you want to.
But I did like playing football. I thought football was fun. So. And I did get my collarbone broken playing that, being involved. So, even sports these days, though, you know, my girls played volleyball, and you know, I was always into sports, but they're just getting too serious these days. It's like, you know, you don't necessarily, you do still have school sports, but in the summer, you don't have your local leagues anymore because everybody, you know, they've gone to these traveling teams to where they only want them playing and they take it so serious and, you know, it burns kids out. And I just think it's a bad thing. I wish it could just go back to being your typical local baseball leagues, you know, and softball leagues and, it's just getting way overboard. But, I mean, it's supposed to be a little competitive, but it's also still supposed to be fun. And it's just gotten away from that. And I think it all goes back to, you know, God's not in enough people's lives anymore. God is not the center of the family anymore. So it really matters. I think that's the only way that we're ever going to fix it.
All right, let's see.
I don't know if that's, do you think that that's improving? Do you think more and more people now are going back to that? Or Do you think it's going the other direction?
I don't think they are, but who am I? You know, some churches have got 10 or 15 people in them on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know, and a lot of what happened during COVID was very frustrating. I mean, you know, I mean, I can't, it's hard for me. I can't necessarily blame people because with my focus, you know, I've studied and kept up with health and all this stuff that's been going on with the medical industry for 35 plus years. So I was prepared and I knew better. So when I say I'm very disappointed in a lot of the churches that they went along and they promoted the shots and they shut down, because I can understand that the fear, the propaganda fear that was put out there for people that didn't know any better, you know, I can see how they fell for it. Because there's a very small percentage of people that really understand what goes on in the medical industry these days and understands the dangers and the lies. And so, you know, so I got frustrated that the churches, a lot of them didn't know better. But then, like I said, I guess that's not good for me to be that way, because I guess they were in a different place than I am. I don't know. So, but it is frustrating. Frustrating that they promoted
the shop. They were slinging money around.
Yeah, which, now that tells me they're bad. That tells me when a church accepts money to promote, that's not okay, you know?
Yeah, I have a question, actually. What do you think about churches that have bingo on Thursday nights?
I don't like it. I don't think it's okay.
I just found that weird. I saw, we were driving yesterday and I saw a church that had bingo on Thursdays.
Oh, Catholic churches do it all the time. I know. My kids went to Catholic school, and you had to either work, was it once a month?
Mm-hmm.
So they had a bingo hall, and you had to go volunteer your time once a month to cover one of the bingos, or you had to pay a fee to opt out. I think that we had to pay like $300 or $400. To opt out of not going. So it is a big money maker for the Catholic school. Sad, because it's no different than, I'm sorry, it's gambling, and I don't have an issue with people that control themselves and can take a little bit of money if they've got extra money to spend. The problem is the majority of people that go do those things don't have the extra money to be gambling with, and they go and they lose it, and then they're broke, you know, and then they don't have the money to go buy groceries and other things that they should have been buying with that money. So it's, yeah, no, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it at all. So, but I'm telling you, it's a big time Catholic thing. Okay, in their eyes. So I just got pretty disenchanted. I'm not disenchanted with God at all, but I am very disenchanted with most religion. I just, I think they all lose focus, and they're all driven by, you know, these man-made religions of how they think everybody should live and stuff. I don't know. I believe in the Bible. I believe in God, but I don't know that there's any one religion that's
that's impressed me that much. So, but I not that I don't think people shouldn't go. I think some of the new, maybe the new age churches are okay as long as they don't get, you know, into the part where they start bringing in so much money and get a little bit carried away with that part. You know, it's just like all these guru people with this knowledge, and either regarding things we should really know or regarding health. It's like they start talking and they realize that people want to hear more of what they say, and then all of a sudden, from then on out, you know, they're charging you to listen to them, and it's like, I don't care to support somebody a little bit, but when I have to pay freaking $2,000 to go sit and hear what you say, I'm sorry. You know, you're wealthy now because you're charging everybody in this room $2,000 to come sit and listen to you for a couple of days. I think it's a little ridiculous. I mean, I think, you know, Tony Robbins he's got great information. And he's helped a lot of people, but really, does it have to cost that much? I don't know. And I just pulled his name out of there's so many of them that are that way. So, I guess that's why I'm not a wealthy person. I think if I know something that's vital that people should know, I should just share it with them, you know? If I can save somebody's life or help them in some way, I'm not going to freaking charge them for it. It's just the thing we're supposed to do. Am I wrong?
Probably not. Hey, I do enough gambling, though. And it's not even in the casinos, because I've been in the baseball card market since I was like 10.
Yeah.
And you go buy a pack of cards for $3, it's like the stock market.
That's true. Yeah, that's kind of true, but I don't know. I don't think that's as bad. So.
Well, you can lose a lot of money buying packs of cards.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you buy, if you buy way too many, I can get that. I can understand what you mean by that, but surely you didn't buy that many. Maybe you did.
Well, remember, I used to own a store.
Well, that's true. Well, but you own the store, but so you had to buy a lot because you were selling them, right?
Trying to sell them, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And I still buy every so often if I see a deal, but that's I don't think I have to buy it because it's a piece of cardboard with a picture on it.
Right.
I actually. I see people's sales on SpyBook, or I might look at an auction on eBay. And if I see something on eBay that has a minimum bid of 99 cents and there's 3 minutes left and nobody bid on it and it's worth $50, I'll put 99 cents on it and see what happens.
How can you tell, though, online? Isn't that hard? I guess you know how to tell whether they're authentic or not, even if they're online.
Yeah,
right?
Well, the older stuff people might fake, but if it's something new, it hasn't been around long enough to fake.
Okay. I gotcha. I thought there's a guy here in town that I always called about baseball cards if anybody brought them in, and then I just stopped doing it. But I think he was telling me anything older or newer than 70s. He said anything older than like 70, he said you know, people are still interested, but it seemed like you said the newer stuff just doesn't bring as much interest. Do you find that that's true?
I that would have been the case before COVID.
Oh, okay.
Since COVID, the market's been about as good as it's ever been, maybe more.
Really?
It's just as vibrant as the late 1980s right now.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. And is it mostly online?
There was a time between 1987 and 1996-ish.
Yeah.
And that's called the junk wax era. Because back then, you had companies that were paying Toys R Us and other retailers, oh, well, Donruss has three rows, I want four. Oh, yeah, well, I'm Tops. We should have a whole display. Well, we're Upper Deck, and we want more than a display. And so they were mass producing.
Okay.
And obviously with mass producing, just like the U.S. dollars, they're worth less.
Right. Okay,
so
that makes sense.
That explains why the theory that you were saying, that is correct. But then when COVID came and people were locked in their house and getting unemployment plus 600 a week, but you couldn't go anywhere, they found cards because they were looking for stuff to do, and this stuff just exploded again.
And are there any, like, are there retailers now that really even still, like, sell that stuff on the shelf?
I could find, sometimes there's cards at Five Below, like packs, but Walmart and Target sell little small boxes. They call them blaster boxes. You might get six packs of cards for $20 or something.
I think Pokemon is still pretty popular, though, right?
I never got into it, but yes.
It's crazy. Yeah. I see little stores that literally that's all they are. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It's like, no.
Yeah.
It's a real, real thing. So there was one little thing I wanted to read that somebody posted today, and this is kind of regarding what we've been talking about with kids and stuff. It was just, you know, they posted it, the title was Stop Leaving Your Kids With Them. And the pointers were stop leaving your children with your boyfriends. You barely know.
Did you see after I shared that? I think you might have liked it.
Oh, which one?
That same meme that you're talking about. Please discuss it, though, because I didn't get to it.
Oh, Will Henry shared that. Did you share that, too?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you shared that, too. Okay. And then the second one was stop letting your family members you don't entirely trust watch them because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is if you have a gut feeling about someone that doesn't sit right with you when it comes to your child, cut all ties with this person. And then if your little one comes to you and says, I don't want to stay with a particular person, do me a favor and listen to them. And always believe them. I myself would rather believe them and be wrong than call them a liar and be wrong. And that, you know, that is so, so true. I mean, just look at how many children are abused by when parents are divorced and one of them gets a new, especially women, and they get new male friends that they abuse the kids. So I mean, you know, I always said if you keep your focus on your children as they're growing up, you're going to be doing the right thing. I'm not talking about spoiling them. I'm just talking about making them, you know, they've got to be your priority. You have them for a very short time. And it's imperative that you give them the time they need, the focus, and they'll be okay.
Well, you know, if you separated from your husband, you shouldn't be bringing a boyfriend home to spend the night at your house and you got kids anyway.
Absolutely.
That's totally ridiculous.
Amen. Right. Yep.
And then if you had another one, a second one, then a third one, then a fourth one. Well, your kids see this. They wonder what the heck's going on.
Yeah,
they
get up
and go to the bathroom, and walking into the bathroom, they meet another person going to the bathroom at the same time.
Oh. Yeah.
And, you know, here's another point. A man doesn't have any decency if he would do something like that anyway.
Yep. Yep. You're right. Yeah. It's, not easy to find that level of, what do I want to call it? Just goodness or just, you know, morality. I mean, it's just so hard to find these days. It really is.
There's no more morality. It's odd. You know, you go to buy lotto tickets. They ask for identification. You got to make sure you're 21 years of age. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to watch porn in some states, you got to prove that you're at least 21. Okay. All along, the actors in the porn are 18 years old.
Yeah. 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 Oh. Boy, that's been the other thing that, that is a real problem in this country, too.
Things that was rated triple X, not general audience, they don't even put rate. I don't know if they do or not. Hey, we tried to buy a girly magazine, order them through the mail. The postmaster, he would confiscate them. You go into and you go into your drugstores in the magazine department. There was no Playboys up there. They all behind the counter, hid with a brown paper bag to keep them out of view. Now, not only do they show naked people in magazines, showing their private part. Hell, they walk around the street, come up in your Walmarts.
Yeah.
In real live color. So everything don't went. And wait a minute. Look at those parades they have in New York City, those gay parades. These men walking down the street in the parade with their testicles. They scrotum hanging out below the leg band of their pants.
Yep.
What kind of crazy
that's what they call
that?
Men's cleavage.
Oh, jeez. Well, they have that. I mean, in Oregon, I think they have that bike ride, too, or whatever, and they're all naked.
Yeah. But if you look at it, though, you can have as much violence as you want in the video games, but in Europe, you could be as naked as you want to, but you better not dare show any kind of violence.
Yeah, they got these video games now where you're shooting up people and funny-looking monsters with all kinds of gadgets.
I was thinking of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, that too.
And if you're shooting monsters or anything like that, I get it. Where that it doesn't look like it's real, but with Grand Theft Auto, that's like looking at a real freeway.
Well, yeah, I remember back in some time ago in elementary schools when they first came out with computer software that taught math and that. Whenever you got your problems right, you get to shoot the rabbits.
Oh, I don't remember that.
that was your reward. If you got all your problems right, then they up pop the screen with rabbits that you could shoot at with targets on.
That's, oh, that's a new one on me. I was going to say that I grew up with centipede and things like that, where you shoot at the centipedes. No, but I had some good video games I enjoyed back in the day. And if you go to archives.org, you can play most of them for free now.
Really?
Yes.
Like Atari? you might
Atari
be
or
Atari.
Many of the 80s video games, like
yeah.
Maybe not the ones that were super famous, but like I used to like, instead of Asteroids, there was one called Space Duel.
Okay.
And it had a different shooter and stuff, and I preferred that one at the time.
Yeah.
Turbo was one that I liked. It was a race car game. Ten yard bike, that was a good football game. Karate Champ I liked a lot. Pac-Man was just too popular.
No, I know, but I loved it. It was a fun game.
Yeah. Oh,
I can tell.
I did spend a fair share of quarters on that stuff.
Yeah, I can tell the story of my my friend that's the 4-star general head of NORAD in NORTHCOM right now, General Glenn Van Herk, well, commander. I can share the story that in our little town of Bismarck of 1,500 people, he liked playing Pac-Man too. We would all go to the little Dairy Queen. He'd play Pac-Man, and he'd have his grilled cheese and his french fries. So I bet he'd kill me. He knew I was telling a bunch of people that. But
it's Pac-Man. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's funny. Funny to think back about that. You just never know.
My dad did have the first original Atari, though. Not Atari.
Yeah.
Pong. I'm sorry, Pong.
Oh. Yeah, I think the first game I ever had was the Atari.
No, we didn't have Atari. We had Pong. I remember having to do the skeet shooting on that. That was weird.
Yeah.
Everything was just dots and lines. It was just a matter, they called it a different game based on where the dots went back and forth and what lines were across it.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. Yeah, I said I would love to. I don't know if my grandkids would sit and watch it, because even cartoons and programs have changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it could keep their attention, a lot of it. If you think about it, some of those stuff we used to watch.
Let's see. The first cartoon I remember vaguely is Heckle and Jekyll.
Heckle and Jekyll. Well, I remember
what?
Popeye.
Yeah.
I remember, let's see, Popeye. Gumby, though. Gumby wasn't a cartoon. Gumby was more of a... Gumby a cartoon, or was it the clay thing?
It was claymation.
Okay. And then...
I know that the Jetsons and the Flintstones and Rocky and Bullwinkle were before my time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, so those were all... Yeah, those were all with... Yeah, I did all those.
Let's see. Pippi Longstocking was in my time, I guess, with Muttley.
Yeah. I used to watch, I loved Gilligan's Island. I watched The Lone Ranger every morning.
Oh.
Every morning, The Lone Ranger. Oh, goodness. And I can remember Sundays. It was, I think, Westerns and then the wrestling.
I can't
name you one cartoon from today because I don't know.
Me neither.
Yeah, Rocky and Bullwinkle and
Natasha.
It was a reminder of the Cold War with Russia.
Mm-hmm. With Boris and Natasha?
Boris and Natasha, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I used to love watching
Dudley
MASH.
Do-Right. Was Dudley Do-Right on there?
I don't remember.
That was the dog.
Dudley Do. I don't remember.
That was the dog with the glasses, Dudley Do-Right.
I don't know which show he was on. I know which. Yeah, I just don't know which show he was on.
I kind of remember a hound dog with glasses on, but I don't know what his name was.
I believe it was Dudley Do-Right.
Might have been.
Saturdays was the best day. We take a sheet threw across the TV and make a tent out of it. We crawl in there like we was at the drive-in.
And watch cartoons Saturday morning, yep.
Then start with News or Review.
Do what?
Did your Saturday morning cartoon start with News or Review?
I don't remember that.
Oh,
Henrietta Hippo and Freddie the Frog and Charlie the Owl, Doug and Emmy Joe. Okay.
No.
All right.
We had the guy who used to come on and say, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
And Fat Albert. Hey, hey, hey.
Yes.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I'm trying to think of what other ones. That might be about it.
Yeah, like you say, Fred Flintstone, the Jetsons. And
Yeah.
Cisco Kid was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And then there was, what was that other, that female girl group that was, had a cartoon? Somewhat related to the Archies and things like that. Archie and Jughead and Reggie, Veronica and Betty. There was a female.
Archie and Veronica.
Josie and the Pussycats. That's it. Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes.
Oh, if we had said a word like that back then, our tails would grass, man.
Yeah.
Well, that was the name of it.
It was.
That was the name of it, Josie and the Pussycats.
It was before our society
get us killed,
was
man.
So sensitive.
Okay. Oh.
Yep.
I remember my 60s cartoons like I was there.
I started to say, yeah, you weren't there in the 60s.
Yeah, don't let me tell you what you were watching. I wasn't there yet.
For 5 years. So.
Well, I'm only 51.
Yeah.
Hell, when we came to the table to eat dinner, if we had a glass of Kool-Aid there, we better not touch that Kool-Aid till we ate everything off our plate.
Well, we had five kids, and so if my parents took us to the restaurant, they picked four glasses of soda, whatever flavor they got us, usually orange because my dad liked orange soda, and there'd be one glass of water. And you had to finish your food, and then you can claim a soda. And the one that ate last got water.
Oh.
Well, that was child abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I encourage you to eat fast and not sit there and play with your food.
Oh, my goodness. Which is not a good thing to do.
I would douse everything on my plate down with ketchup.
Yeah, I learned how to, if there's no liquid available, I better just get some watermelon or some cantaloupe or something.
I've doused my broccoli down, my carrots down, and green peas with ketchup.
Wow.
And my dad's a vegetarian that hates vegetables.
Oh, gosh. That's not healthy.
So we only ate – my parents made sure we had sandwich meat and hot dogs, but anything other than that, we had to eat it out because they didn't want that in the house. Any meat that had to get cooked, my parents weren't cooking it because they were vegetarians. We could have sandwich meat, though.
Hell, back in the day when you boil a hot dog, it swelled up.
Yeah, that's where Ballpark Franks came in.
Yeah. And then they had equal number of buns as they did hot dogs.
Yeah.
Now they start you.
Yes, you gotta buy five. Yeah, you gotta buy five packs of hot dogs and four buns to make it equal.
Yeah.
Oh,
I do miss a good hot dog. I haven't had a good hot dog in a long time.
Yeah, they don't taste like hot dogs. They don't even swell up. They just sit there.
Yeah.
Back then, you bite into a hot dog, the juice splatter up and down your arm.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's not like that.
No.
Okay, well, we did it again,
it's time to
so
go.
We have to get our kadunka dunk dunks out of here.
Thank
you for being here, Bianchi. Thank you, Christina. We'll see everybody back again tomorrow. Everyone, thank you for being here. If you weren't here, we wouldn't have a very good show, so thank you. Hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. And remember, only you.